Hello and welcome to the Mal and Johnny Show. It's been a couple of weeks, to be honest. Johnny's been busy, I've been busy. I can't wait to catch up with him. Johnny, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you, and nice to see you again. I've had people asking me, when are you going to do it again? They're looking for us, they can't find us.
Well, we're back. No. We're back with a bang. But there's plenty of reasons why we haven't been able to do this, because, I mean, you in particular, well, you've been here, there and everywhere. Where should we start? With Toy Mike Trev?
Go on then. Yeah, I did a workshop on a musical called Toy Mike Trev.
Right.
Which is based on a little guy that used to stand outside Boots Chemist in Cardiff every weekend, in rain or shine, he'd be there, and he'd have this plastic microphone, right, like a little toy, but it had a bit of an echo on it, see?
Yeah.
And he became quite a celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, he used to travel from Pontypridd. He lived in Pontypridd in a nice flat. He wasn't skint or anything.
Right.
And he used to come down on the train, because he loved that, and he'd stand outside Boots and he'd sing songs. He liked The Last Waltz and things like that, you know? Bit of a crooner.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was quite a sad story. His wife died and he was left on his own, and then he still come and sang and used to think of his wife. Anyway, they've written a musical about him called Toy Mike Trev.
Right. Now, this is the second or third R&D project you've been involved with on the musical?
This is the third.
Third. Wow. Now, tell us what... So what do you do? How much of a change has it been since day one, the very first... thing?
Well,
you
the
did.
First couple were similar, but they tweaked. But this one was totally different.
Oh.
It was how can I say this? It wasn't all about Toy Mike Trev. It was about some of the characters whose father had died, but he was a big fan of Toy Mike Trev. So as Toy Mike Trev had died, it was kind of a mix-up, if you like, of the two lives.
Right, okay.
And it's quite poignant at the end and everything. It's very good. Nice music.
Yeah, lovely, lovely.
I did a bit of a tap dance.
Fantastic. I
know you couldn't tap dance, but I did.
No point in having Johnny Tudor in if you don't have a tap dance. Do they give you a toy mic?
Yes, we had the toy mic. They've been buying them off eBay. You can't get
can't
over
get them
obviously.
Anymore. Oh, no, that's a thing, isn't it? It's a combo. Yeah. So that's done. Is it done and dusted? And is it going to go into theatres? What's the plan?
Well, they're hoping now to get some money to put it on. I mean, it's been, as I say, it's been done three times in the workshop way, and everybody seems to like it. Mm-hmm. I think it could do with a couple more songs. It's a bit short at the moment, but, you know, mm-hmm. in general, it's taking good shape.
Fantastic.
And the invited audience on the last day, obviously, people like producers and that, to come and see it, and they all clapped and laughed, and they enjoyed it. So, fingers crossed.
Did you enjoy it? Because they were long days, weren't they?
Yeah, it was like 9 o'clock, no, 10 o'clock until 6.
Oh, right. Okay.
I know we'd have an hour for lunch, so I'd go. We rehearsed in the Millennium Theatre, see, down the bay, which is very handy. So you can go and have your cup of coffee in Cadwallader's and lunch.
Of course, yeah.
And Gillian and Lisa, you know Gillian and Lisa?
Yeah, lovely Gillian. Yes.
Well, Gillian was playing my counterpart, but she was taken ill the first week and she couldn't come back. She caught COVID.
Oh.
So, I mean,
there's a lot of it about, Johnny. There's a lot of it about.
So she was like every day ringing us and saying, oh, I'm still positive, blah, blah, blah. So lovely Llinos. You know Llinos?
Llinos Daniels.
Llinos Daniel.
Lovely.
She's a very accomplished artist. I mean, hang on, somebody's ringing me. I don't know the egg it is. It's my daughter. I'll tell her to go away.
Do you want to share?
Hello, I'm on the podcast. I'll bring you back.
Johnny Tudor.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So, lovely Llinos Daniels. So she took the role on and...
She took the role of Jill and Lisa's and her own role, of course.
Wow.
She's so good. I mean, she's such a great musician anyway.
Yeah.
Have you seen her play the harp? She's a great harpist.
She's amazing.
Because she had to learn all these songs, you know, the ones she was doing herself and the ones that Gillian was doing.
Wow.
And she did it like that. She was brilliant. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've done it.
We felt sorry for Jill because she's such a character. We did miss her. You know, anyway, she's mended now. She's off doing something else.
Okay.
I think she's going down to Aberystwyth to do the, the Chocolate Factory. She's doing that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're doing a musical of it.
Yeah. So that's one Johnny Tudor show. Right.
Yeah.
What else? Roger Moore. I'm just going to drop that in there as a clue.
Well, I got a phone call from an associate producer of a film company.
Right.
We're making an hour and a half... documentary on Roger Moore's life. And as it happened, she'd bought my book all about Dorothy Squires, okay?
Right.
Because she didn't know much about the earlier. She knew from when he married Louisa, and because he's been in touch with the son and the daughter in coach with them, making this hour and a half film. But they wanted to know warts and all about Dorothy Squires. So I said, okay. So they came down here, film crew.
Right.
They interviewed me for 2 hours.
Wow.
And then I blinded Emily to come up, and they interviewed Emily, obviously, the niece.
Yes.
So they said, it'd be great that we can cut between you and Emily now on the different points and things.
See? Yes.
But so the day before, they'd interviewed Joan Collins. And after me, they were going to see Michael Caine. So I'm sandwiched between two.
My name is Johnny Tudor.
My name is Johnny Tudor. Not a lot of people know that.
Isn't that amazing?
And then they were going off to America then to see this. His very first wife, Rogers, was an ice skater called Dawn Van Steen, okay? And he left her for Dorothy, but she had a son. And he was the stepfather to the son.
Right.
The son hasn't seen him for years, obviously. And the son lives in America.
Yeah.
So off they went then to America to interview him. So that's all I've heard up to now. But it's going to go out Christmas on BBC, I believe.
Right.
And it's going to go worldwide on theatrical release.
What? That's amazing.
It's good, isn't it?
That's fantastic, Johnny. That is fantastic.
So I said to the producer, I said, listen, you want to do a film about Dorothy Squires? I said, she's got a life and a half. He said, I know that. I've just read your book. So hopefully my books will fly off the shelves.
Absolutely. Make sure we'll do a big promotion on it. Big promotion.
Yeah.
And if that's not, are you allowed to say about anything else you've been involved in?
I can say what I'm involved in, but I can't say what I'm doing.
Okay.
I had years ago, my mother was a dancer, as you know, and she had an old top hat.
Right.
And it was one of these things that collapsed and popped out. Do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah, you put your hand in it. Boop. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And as a kid, I'd play with it, and my kids played with it, my grandkids played with it. And it's all rags and ruins now. It's in hell of a state. But I'd like to go, because, you know, it reminds me of my mother, you know.
Yeah, fantastic.
So anyway, I sent a picture of it to the repair shop. And they got back to me and said they're very interested in this and the story. So it's fingers crossed, and we don't know if they're going to do it or not, but I'll keep you in the loop.
Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that fantastic? Wow. Well, a surprise.
But what about you? You've been getting ready for your 50th anniversary.
I don't like to talk about it too much, Johnny, the new record.
You got a bloody light. You lit the place up with your name.
Oh, Johnny, well, what it was. The new song is called Your Words, right? And it sounds a bit...
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
You stood outside number 10.
Well, see, I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to be... it sounded a bit like George Harrison and the Travelling Wilburys. Right. So I was trying to think, it's like making the video is sometimes the easy part. It's coming up with the idea and where you're going to film it and all those sort of logistical things. The actual video maybe isn't too bad. So I was going to film it on a train because the Travelling Wilburys did some videos on trains. So I got the most difficult part you would have thought of is getting the train. So my friend's got a train. So I got the train, right? And I've got health and safety all sorted. Then I was going to get the band in to sit around and play cards and play their instruments and, you know, mime to the record and all that. Well, I couldn't fit them in. None of it. They're just like, I'm over in America or I'm doing this. Thinking, heck, boys, what can I do? So then I was sitting down watching the television one Wednesday.
Oh, hang on, it's gone again.
It's going, is now. Who is it now? Who is it this time? It could be the big one.
This is Johnny Tudor on his podcast, Malpo. I'll speak to you later.
Who is it? Who is that one?
This is my daughter. My daughter.
Again, leave him alone, man. He's a busy man.
First one was my wife.
Oh.
The lovely Olwyn Rees.
The lovely Olwyn Rees. So I thought, well, I was watching TV one Wednesday afternoon about 6 weeks ago, and Rishi Sunak walked out of Downing Street and, you know, announced the election, but it started raining. And I thought...
Were you soaking?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I wonder if I could take that as a motif. And so I green screened being in Downing Street and all of that. But the funny thing was, within 2 or 3 weeks of the record being out, getting wet in Downing Street was like old hat, wasn't it? Because we had so many scandals over that 6 weeks. We had betting. What else did we have? We had betting. We had D-Day and all that. So in a way, I felt my video was a little bit of old news. But having said that, Johnny, it's number 16 in the Heritage Chart this week.
Wow. And talking of Heritage Charts...
Right, what have you got to tell us?
Mike Reed,
yes,
who runs Heritage Charts,
yes,
is doing a show in Monmouth, and so are you, and so am I.
Yeah, is that next... Next weekend.
It's a week Sunday.
Week Sunday.
I'm on Sunday. I don't know if you're on.
I don't know
Saturday
what day
Sunday.
I'm on. I've got both days in the diary. They haven't confirmed yet which one. So, oh, that'd be great. Do you know what you're going to do yet?
Yeah, they want me to do my, you know, about 40 minutes. They want me to do my bit of my show that I did down at the church, you know, the Norwegian church.
Hey, fantastic.
And they'll interview me and talk to me and stuff like that. Because what happened was somebody saw me in the Norwegian church doing, I think it was Chris, well, it was Chris Wright, used to be the head of Equity in Wales.
Right.
And he runs the theatre in Monmouth.
Yeah.
And he told the people at Talking Pictures, you got to have Johnny Tudor, he's a legend, he said. So I on the bill, the Welsh legend, Johnny Tudor.
Fantastic. Oh, that'd be brilliant. Well, I hope it's a Sunday as well. I hope it's the same day. I did it last year on a Sunday. It was lovely, to be honest. It was great. Packed out. The whole of the theatre.
Well, they said there was 9 tickets left when I talked to them yesterday.
Wow.
So it's going to be packed. Be good.
To be great.
So I think I'm doing it like lunchtime. My bit is in lunchtime. About 1 o'clock. Somewhere.
And you have to bring your books because they sell the books.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
All right, I'll bring the books then.
Bring the books.
I'll bring CDs as well, if you like. I'll bring a range of jams and marmalades as well.
Right, so we needed a bit of practice about that. What else are we going to do? I'm trying to think. No, it's been busy, but I suppose with the record, really, making the video.
Well, let me know. You've done it before. What's the setup with the sound? They got a sound guy there.
It's on the stage. It's the lovely theatre. They've got a big screen behind because they show a lot of, you know, like excerpts from films and stuff like that, a bit of footage. So that's good. I think they're going to, because when I did my previous single, Johnny, that was like 2 weeks ago, rather than a week ago. It was called Letting You Down. And when I played it, the record to people, they said, oh, it sounds like it's, you know, it's like from a film, the song sounds like. I thought I tell you what, it'd be nice if I could find an old black and white film. Because you've got to be careful. You can't just nick stuff, you know, because you could get sued or whatever. Nice old black and white film that might tell the story. I can go to the cinema, watch the film, and then we'll sing the song at the same time, and it'll all make sense. That was my thinking. I think, well, I'll speak to the people at Talking Pictures. And they said, yeah, if you can find one of our films that makes sense. So I did, I found it. And they sent me the full, you know, full whack copy of it, big file of that. It was called Marilyn. The film's called Marilyn. And
what was it about?
It was about a girl married, but not very happily married, and she and her boyfriend bump off her husband. They think they've got away with it, but you know
they didn't.
No. Well, I can't. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. Sure.
We cut it together. So they're definitely going to show that over the weekend because that was like in collaboration with Talking Pictures. You know, it's a big channel. It's a big channel.
Yeah.
They show all the
stuff. Oh, yeah. It's got some great stuff on it because some of the 60s and 70s films, some great films there, you know.
Brilliant. And TV shows like they do Thunderbirds and Fireball XL5 and all those old kids.
They do The Saint.
The Saint, yeah.
With Roger. Uncle Roger is on The Saint.
Hey, one last thing. What do you think of my glasses?
They're very nice. I can't see you behind them. They're so big.
I know, so big. So
I lost my glasses. So I've been looking. I'm looking. I got these at the moment. I got them from bringing Tesco's. Only for looking through.
Yeah.
But I don't like them. I'm going to get another pair of glasses.
Yeah. Well, I got these from Judith Roberts in Mumbles. And they're actually Tom Ford. You had a Tom Ford.
Oh, nice.
Tom Ford.
Yeah,
and they got me some pairs last year. And then the guy said, I've got just the right pair of sunglasses as I walk in. He probably says that to everybody, you know. So I tried them on. I thought, oh, those look nice. And then the people at Judith Roberts Opticians in Mumbles, they said to me, well, do you want them to be sunglasses all the time? Because...
Oh, you've got the very... It goes dark.
Yes. Yeah. This like reactor. Yeah. But these lenses, they react in like 2 minutes. Rather than the 5 minutes, you know. In the old days, you had a pair like this. You walk in, you look like Bono for two hours, didn't you? But you can't take them off because you can't see.
You need a white stick.
So I'm very pleased with them.
Very nice.
Yeah,
you can do your Sammy Davis impression with that.
Eric Morgan.
You see my Sammy? See my Sammy impression?
Come
my
on in. It's remarkable.
Okay.
It's uncanny. All right,
Mum. You met him once.
Did you? You did meet him?
Yeah.
I
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, I didn't actually.
He was in Golden Boy at the Prince of Wales Theatre in London. I was in a musical in the Fortune Theatre, and we were all invited to some film premiere. And he was my idol, Sammy Davis. And when the lights went up, I was sitting about 6 seats away from him. But I didn't have the guts to say hello. I mean, no, I'd have rolled over and said, "You're my favourite artist." But I was so, like, in awe of this guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd have been fantastic. But I kick myself every day now for not saying hello to him.
You've got to grab these moments, haven't you? You've got to grab these moments. All right, then. So we'll have a good week. Shall we catch up next week?
We'll catch up next week before the event, and then we'll see you at the event.
We'll have to film.
We'll take some pictures
together. We must do. We must film a bit. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Well, there we are. From the extremely busy Johnny Tudor and slightly relaxed.
I'm a busy writing, singing, all dancing Mr. Malcolm.
Must be a new record coming out soon. Bye.